is Ben Willemmer. I am the Director of Corporate Development with Whole Oceans. I live down in Freeport. And I'm going to give you a brief overview as to why are we getting into this really unique and groundbreaking technology of water recirculating aquaculture system, RAS. You'll hear us from here on out use the tag RAS. But what I want to do is just give you some basic characteristics of what this means and why it is so important within the future of aquaculture and where it plays a role within aquaculture and the broader community of Maine and the coast of Maine. So aquaculture is a proven and advanced technology. It has been used extensively, land-based aquaculture has been used extensively in Nordic countries throughout Europe and Norway and Denmark, and is also being developed in other parts of the United States. It is something that we have been really amazed by the engineering and how the price has come down and the technology has become much more proven than even 5 or 10 years ago. Additionally, one of the greatest qualities of these systems is the fact that 99%+ of the water within this system has an enormous amount of water within it is recirculated. And that creates just huge efficiencies, not only economically, but also ecologically, for anyone worried about water resources or our impact on any discharge characteristics. We're utilizing the Penobscot River. One of the reasons that we are where we are is because of the fact that the Penobscot is the home, the real spiritual center of the wild Atlantic salmon, and there's no accident for that. The salinity characteristics within the Penobscot are ideal for our work, and it is something that we're very proud of doing this without impacting the active restoration work that is going on within the Penobscot watershed as we remove dams and are continually working to restore a variety of diaphanous sea-run fish species on the watershed. These are not GMO fish. I'd just like to state that because we've had that question more than a few times from folks, so we just thought we would just put it out there. RAS facilities have a low environmental footprint, but that is measured. That's a broad statement. It's measured in a few ways. One, you're able to produce these fish domestically, so the carbon footprint of flying them halfway around the world. Most Atlantic salmon right now is coming from Chile, from Norway, Canada, but the salmon travel great distances before they find our plate, and by producing them domestically, we are reducing that carbon footprint. We are using the whole fish. This is critically important, not only for efficiencies, but also just ethically. We are taking any aspect of meat that we are not using and turning them into real value-added products, such as organic fertilizer and the like. There's a tremendous amount of innovation in this space, but it is a what one person would call waste is extremely valuable for us, and we plan to utilize all of the fish. RAS systems are just ideal because of the fact with the sophisticated engineering we can control entirely very focused feed and water and the biosecurity of our facility. So we're thrilled to be able to share with you some of the details of these facilities, but it's an area that the more you learn, the more you'll be impressed and inspired by this work. One way that we like to communicate the value of RAS is through this video. This video was produced for us, produced by the Conservation Fund, who we mentioned earlier. I have a great respect for the Conservation Fund. I do a lot of volunteering in the conservation world. They are a national nonprofit corporation that works to protect land and water resources across the United States. And we're really thrilled that they were able to share this video with us.
As a conscious consumer, your decisions at the seafood counter have never been more complex. You want to make the best choice for your family, your local community, and the environment. And now there's a choice that meets all of these needs, a sustainable, local way to farm healthy fish, no matter where you are. Today, fish are being farmed on land, in tanks where clean water is continuously filtered and recycled. and waste can be used as fertilizer for our farmers. It's called Recirculating Aquaculture Systems, or RAS. Since RAS fish are grown in a controlled and traceable environment without the use of antibiotics or hormones, they deliver all of the seafood's health benefits safely and sustainably. RAS technology can be used anywhere, so its fish can always be locally grown, helping local economies and providing a fresher product. Given that 90% of U.S. seafood is currently imported, and that twice the current supply will be needed by 2050, there's a growing need for new ways to produce high-quality, local fish without putting more pressure on our oceans. RAS has a minimal impact on the environment, leaving half the carbon footprint of imports. It's water efficient, recycles nutrients and byproducts, and conserves wild fish. Plus, RAS fish are fed sustainable feeds that don't require wild-caught fish to be used in their food for a zero fish-in, fish-out ratio. The Conservation Fund is focused on developing solutions in areas like RAS and many others that ensure a healthy planet for future generations. And before long, you'll be able to find RAS-raised fish every day at your seafood counter. It's just one of the many ways we're making conservation work for America. Visit us online to learn more.
Well, that was cool. Alright, so who are we? Let's go through our team. You've met myself, Ben Willauer, and Rob Chiasio. If you see a name here in bold, that means they're here on the stage. A few of our folks were not able to make it tonight, but we want to recognize them regardless. Our CFO, Mike Chorsky, was unable to make it, but maybe some of you already interacted with him over the time that we've been in Bucksport. We're utilizing a firm, Illin Aquaculture. They are the largest global, they have the largest global track record for full grow-out Atlantic salmon RAS systems. It's a mouthful, but essentially they are the leader in RAS design and implementation globally, and they have been a close partner for this project. Over on the table here, we have representatives from Primer Enterprises. Jacob Bartlett is on the end there. He's the Director of Business Development. Next to Jacob is Nick Pranger, who is the owner and CEO. And then if you could all just embarrass Kurt Young, he's in the back there waving to you, and he's also available to speak to this project. Pranger has an extensive track record for North American construction of RAS systems. When you build buildings, as many of you know how to do, there's a certain areas within construction that are highly technical and highly specialized in the internal aspects of this facility where that, and we've brought Pranger in to really facilitate that expertise, and we're really thrilled to have them as close partners for this project. Next to Nick over there, we've got Steve Sommerfeld, who is a, let me just read his title, as Director of Aquatic Systems Research at the Freshwater Institute. If you didn't hear Rob earlier, the Freshwater Institute is a division of the Conservation Fund that we just saw the video through. Steve is a pioneer in RAS operation design and is just renowned in the field, and we are absolutely honored to have him on our team. Next to Steve, we have Peter Merrill. Peter Merrill is with Kennebec River Biosciences, which is about 2 hours down the road in Richmond. And I read recently that they're expanding to Brunswick, so congratulations to them. Peter is the Director of Professional Services and Regulatory Affairs, and we've been working closely with him and with Bill Kelleher, their CEO. They are leaders in aquatic animal health, and you'll hear from Peter shortly. Next to Peter, we have, we've got Sean Thies, and over here we have Michael Thompson from CES. Many of you may know CES, they're right up the road in Brewer. They do so much in the engineering space, but one of the reasons that we're thrilled to have them on our team is because of their history with this site and their knowledge of the history of that space. So I'm really thrilled to have them both here. And lastly, right to my left here, you have, as you met earlier, Andrew Chief Maker. She's obviously with Pierce Atwood and a partner in the government relations group, and Bill Taylor next door, who is a partner in the environmental law group. So this is our team. We'll go through, and you'll hear from most of them this evening, and I'm thrilled to share what we're up to. So next, I'm going to introduce Nick Pranger, who's going to walk you through some of the specifics of the design of our facility.